everyone. Okay, so starting the mission and Moika and New Testament off. So the mission says that if you're Kover and Meso 3 days before the Regel, then the Gzera Shiva are bottom. Botla Himenu Gzera Shiva. Okay, what's Shlosha Yamim? Go ahead. Right, so Rashi says the Ikra Avelos is Shlosha Yamim. Right? And Tosis also. The Ikra Avelos is what? Yeah, the first Shlosha Yamim are the Bechi, right. And the Ram has that too, right?
Yeah, he says.
Yeah.
He's Limnos Yosa.
Okay, so what does it mean? Botla Mimenu Gzera Shiva?
It means it can't. It stops.
It's bottled. The whole thing is canceled, and if it's not canceled, what it would mean?
What would it mean?
It would mean that you have to be mashlim after the regal. Right. Is Rashi learning this right? It's a question of do you have to be mashlim after the regal? Not that you're going to be noeg avelos during the regal. The question is, after the regal, do you have to continue the count? Okay, so our mishnah holds 3 days. If you had avelos for 3 days, then the avelos is canceled. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Let's stop here. And if it's 8 days before the regel, then shloshim is canceled. Okay, why? You'll see Rashi. All right. So Rashi explains why 8 days before the regel is shloshim batal.
Because you got 1 day.
Because this Tana does not hold mixtus yom kukulo. Right? This Tana does not hold mixtus yom kukulo. Mixtus yom kukulo. We'll get to that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, we really hold 7 days before the regal is butl, middle, gzeira shloshim. Of course, we say the Shiva really ends on the morning of the seventh, and you know shloshim after the morning. But according to this Tana, there's no mixtus yom kukulo, so you need the full 7 days of Shiva before shloshim starts. Hold on. So Rashi says, why? Right, because Shmoni Yom Kon Regal, Butlan Men Gzera Shloshim, Dehove Hischil Yom Echad Min Ashloshim, Eino Tzorach Lishmar Klum Lachar Regal. So on the eighth day is the first day of Shloshim. Isn't that a little funny? Wouldn't you say the first day of Shloshim is, it's called Shloshim? Right? It's called Shloshim. It's not called, 23. Huh? Right? So the first day of Shloshim is really on the eighth day. So how do you have Shloshim? You're really knowing all of the things of Shloshim from the beginning, right? What is the Ram? How do we have? What the Ram says? The Ram says that during Shiva you're knowing all of the things, right? Now there's nothing in Shloshim that you're knowing that you weren't knowing already in Shiva.
Shloshim doesn't go for 7 days. Not 37 days.
No, right. That's right. So you know everything. You know, it's just certain things you know all 30 days, and certain things you only know 7 days.
Right.
Right? So, in other words, the point is, why don't you say you know Shloshim right away?
You only really keep Shloshim for 23 days after
the Shloshim starts on the first day of Shiva. Doesn't it? Shloshim should start on the first day of Shiva, otherwise you never have Shloshim.
Are you responding to me?
Yeah. So what's the halacha? So take a look in Perek Dalet, Perek Hay, just to get some of the information. So Eil Dvarim Shavu also b'hem b'yom Rishon min Torah b'shar Shiva yimei ha'avel midivrei midivreiim. So what do you have for 7 days? Also l'saper l'chabes lirchotz losoch shamish mitaso linul l'sasandol v'lasos malocha v'likros b'divrei Torah v'lizko v'samita v'lefroes rosho v'lishol shalom. Hakol echo achadaso davar, and then in Perek Vav is what midivrei sofrim shiyeh ovel noeg b'miktsas divrei avelus kol shloshim yom. Right, he's noeg some of them all for the whole 30 days. What are they? Aser b'taspores, so that he already had. Right, all these things are really Part of the things of Shiva already, right? Tasforas is also a saper, right? Giyutz is part of lechabes, right? Giyutz is a is like a more refined kibbutz, right? Kibbutz is just the washing, any washing, and giyutz is like the pressing, right? So shiva is more inclusive. Shiva is a greater iser. Kibbutz, even kibbutz, doesn't mean giyutz is mutter, right? It's kal vachomer, even kibbutz is aser. But for the rest, just giyutz. Then you have what? Oh, okay. That's in terms of the regular. Then you have nisuin, simchas mereis. That's part of like the Rambam says in the end of Parakei, right? All types of simcha are also. Sheila shalom is a minimal simcha.
Does that mean
you're
actually wishing someone well or asking how
to do it? Inquiring into their well-being. V'leilech b'schora, medina, apparently that's part of malacha. Right? Part of malacha. Okay. So you really know all of the Yisurim of Shloshim already from the beginning. So what does it mean you're not knowing Shloshim? You only know Shloshim on the eighth day. You know, like one day of Shloshim.
In other words,
are there gzeiras? No, so Matt is saying that on Shiva you're really during Shiva there's no gzeiras Shloshim. Is that what you're saying? You're knowing them because you knowing all these things because of gzeiras Shiva, not because of gzeiras Shloshim.
So let's say on the second day, right? You are minyan Shloshim, right?
In other words, in terms of the gavra, there's the gavra of Shiva and the gavra of Shloshim, right? You can't say bichlal Shiva is Shloshim. It's a different experience. Exuberant joy is modest happiness. Is moderate happiness. They're totally different experiences. You can't do it. It's not like a bechlam osayim mona. You say included in 200 is 100, but shloshim is a different state of the gavra that is brought about through certain types of nihugim, but when he's in the midst of Shiva, then he's not in the state of Shloshim.
So how is Shloshim not misleading?
Oh, so why is Shloshim not misleading? So why is it called Shloshim?
Shloshim from the
he's saying, no, this mashma from the Rambam though that you mitztayer Shloshim Yom. Right, there is a kiyum of even during the Shiva of Shloshim, because it's he says minayin samchul Shloshim Yom, because he says Shari Yomer bochso asaviyav ezim ayerach yomim mechlau she'ovah mitztayer kol Shloshim Yom. So you see, even during Shiva, it's a part of Shloshim. So why do you say he's not knowing Shiva? He's not knowing Shloshim. Well, yeah, because it counts towards the end of 30 days.
What's the
vehicle? Being mitztayer for Shloshim Yom. No, so there's Yisurim of Shiva and there's Yisurim of Shloshim, right? The Yisurim of Shiva, but it would seem that in terms of the Yisurim, of Shiva and Shloshim start together, right? But why is a regel, when is a regel mevatel? When you had the niyug of the it's mevatel when you're mekayim the niyug of the niyug. So during the shiva, you can't say that the gavra that the niyug of the gavra is defined by the shiva. It's true there are isurim of shloshim that are concurrent, but in terms of the niyug, since the niyug of shiva itself. Is the niyug of Shiva itself overshadows the niyug of Shloshim?
So
you can only say he had a kiyum of the niyug of Shiva. The Yisurim start right away. Yisurim start right away. But it's an Isser of Kol Shiva. But I mean, a simple proof, not to tread on his territory too much, is that if the regal is mevatel the Shiva, you only have 23 days of shloshim afterwards. So. No, is that right? Let's get right the other way.
Let's not bring in strange cases now.
Let's stay straight. He's saying that that's a question of minyan. That's a question of how you count things. That becomes a complicated issue. How you count things, but let's say a simple thing. He's saying that in order to be mevatel, how does the whole bittul work? That's really the question here. I mean, how does the whole bittul work? I mean, if there's a chiyuv of shiva yimei avelus, so where's your shiva yimei avelus? I mean, how do you have an idea like this? Because the regal comes, you mevatel it. So maybe you'll say because you have to have consecutive days, right? But that's not true, because according to this tana, if the regal comes 2 days after the kvura, you have to be mashlim 2 days after the regal. Right? No, let's try to understand. We have to understand, in order to answer this question, we really have to understand the basic concept. Huh? Yeah. In order to answer this question, we really have to understand the basic concept of how you mevatel the Shiva at all. I mean, you have a chiyuv of Shiva Yimei Avelus, and you should have to be mashlim. And it's not, you can't say that there's no such thing as being mashlim according to this Tana. Because this Tana holds, according to plain pshat, forget about the second, forget about the Rashi that says it's the Tos. The Muki Yosef, all the other Rishonim certainly learned that that's the pshat in this Mishnah. That they have to be mashlim after the regal.
As long as you've done three, right?
That if you didn't do three, you have to be mashlim. So what's the difference if you did three or not? I mean, if you have a chiyuv, you have a chiyuv of avelos shiva yomim, right? So it's true you can't, for whatever reason, we have to see you can't be noeg avelos during the regel, but you should have to be mashlim after the regel, right? No, if it's three, how come if it's less than 3 days, you're mashlim after the regel, and if it's 3 days, you're not mashlim after the regel. I mean, either way, you weren't mekayim the chiyuv of shiva shimei avelus. So let's go a little further. We're not ready to answer the question. Let's go a little further in the Mishnah, then we'll come back. Go ahead. Mipnei she'amru. So this is a difficult thing. What is the mipnei she'amru? What does it mean, mipnei she'amru? Is it trying to give a reason for this? Okay, so Rashi says that Shabbos is Ola. Strange Rashi, isn't it? Does anybody know Ira Shabbos Yimei Avelo? When does Shabbos not in the days of his... when does the guy not have a Shabbos? How you could say if it's after the regal. If the regal is Mavadlet. But Rashi makes sound like it's a... If it happens to be that Shabbos is this week, that there's a Shabbos in this week, then what? Then it's Ola Laminyan Shiva. So the Shabbos is Ola Laminyan Shiva. It counts. If Shabbos is the fifth day, then you say today is the fifth day of Shiva. Go ahead. Ve'ena
mafsekes. And it doesn't break it.
The La'achar Shabbos. Yeah, so it sounds like it's the same thing, right? It's Ola and it's not Mafsik. It's Ola. What does it mean it's Ola? It counts as one of the days. And so if it counts as one of the days, of course not. It means saying there's really no difference between Ola and Eina Mafsekas. If it's Ola, it's definitely not Mafsekas, no?
But it could be Mafsekas.
Right, so Rashi says, but the Regola Mafzikin, so what does that mean? That means if he's Kover Meso 3 days before the Rego, then what? Then the Avelis is broken. The Avelis is broken completely. And after the Regel, it's, you're not Mashlam. So of course it's not Olin, right? So in other words, if it's Mafsekes, if it's Mafsikin, then it's definitely not Olin, right?
For Shiva.
So then, boys, so what does it mean, the Ain Olin? Okay, Zuiz Rashi. So what does Ain Olin mean? It means if it's a case where it's not Mafsekas, right? In other words, let's say the Avelis didn't start yet. Let's say he's Kovar Meso Besocha Regel. So you can't say it's Mafsek. So then it's telling you that in the case where it's not Mafsek, it's still not Ola. Meaning what? If he's Kovar Meso Besocha Regel, then what? He still needs the full seven after the Regel. So there's two things. It's not Mafsek, it's Mafsek when the Regel occurs in the middle of the Shiva. And when the Shiva occurs in the middle of the Regel, it's not Ola. Right? When the Regel occurs in the middle of Shiva, when the Shiva occurs in the middle of the Regel, it's Ola. Now he says, Zui Svarasi, Oval Behetik Motsasi Vein Olen, the Chikovras Meso Shne Yamam Lifnei Regel, the Lo Botlin Menegzer Shiva, Ein Yimei Regel Olen Mein Shiva, Yimei Avelo. Elacha Regel Tzarech Leishiv Hei Yamam. Hey, you may avail us lahashlim lishnei yomim shenog lifnei rego. That what? That what does it mean? Ein ve'ein olin. What does it mean ve'ein olin? It means if he's kovar may so 2 days before the rego. So then it's not mafsik. The case of ein olin has to be in the case where it's not mafsik. Because if it's mafsik, then there's no reason to say it's not ola, right? If the whole thing is gone. If the whole regal, if the avelis is bottle, then ola to what? There's no more avelis, right? So we have to say when it says the ain olin, it's talking about a case where it's not mafsik, right?
Rashi has such a case.
So Rashi gives two possibilities: either when he's kovar meso besocha regal, so it's not mafsik because the avelis never started, right? Or what? Or where he's Kovar Meso 2 days before. So then the regal is not Mafsik either. Because he wasn't Mekayim because he didn't have Ikar Avelis yet. So then you'll say still it's not Ola. It's still not Ola. And what? And you have to be Mashlim the 5 days after. There's two cases. According to Rashi, there's two cases by Regel. It can either be Mafsik, or it can be Ein Olin. It's not both. If it's Mafsik, there's no idea of Ein Olin. The only time you have Ein Olin is when it's not Mafsik. How is it not Mafsik? Mafsik meaning Mevatel. Mafsik meaning Mevatel. How is it possible that it's not Mafsik? It's either where the mace is on the Kovar Meso Besocha Regel, or you don't have the 3 days. Okay, but still, in terms of the question of the idea of a chiyuv of Shiva Yomim being bottle, we have to understand that. Okay, so let's take a look at the Mugi Yosef. Mugi Yosef explains a little bit more. So there's two answers. Now, in terms of Shabbos, why it says Olin Vein Mafsikin, you could say two things. You could say, like somebody was saying before, that it just wants to be commensurate with the with what it's going to say by Regel. But still, it's not an illogical statement. Does that make sense? It's not an illogical statement. I'm saying it's illogical to say that the thing is destroyed and it doesn't count towards it, right? But not because once you say it's destroyed, now you can't talk about it anymore. Right? Counting towards it implies it still exists and you need to count it. But once you say it's destroyed, how could you say, and it doesn't count towards it? But that implies something else will count towards it, which is not true. But by Shabbos, it's not illogical. It just might be redundant, but it's not illogical. It might be redundant to say, once you say Olin, then obviously it's not Mafsikin. But they're both true. Ein olin is not true if the thing is butl already.
But if you
no hegavelus. The Rambam seems to learn. The Rambam seems to learn a different pshat in Mafsikin. Question of whether you know hegavelus or not. Right? You have to look at the Rambam. He seems to learn a different pshat. That, not that Mafsikin is mevatel, but that you're not know hegavelus. Let's look at the Milk Yosef. Yeah, so the Milk Yosef says that the first 3 days, like Rashi, is the ikar avelus. Because you have Yisurim that are, you have special Yisurim only in the first 3 days. He counts on Achas Tefillin. We hold it only 1 day. But the Mandam holds 3 days too. But, and Asiyas Malacha, and he can't leave his house at all.
What kind of Malacha is that?
So he says, since you were knowing those before the Regel, now the Gzera Shiva are buckle. But the Gzera Shloshim, he says, never started. So what can you be mafsik? No, he's saying you need to have started the nihug in order to be mafsik the nihug. He's not giving you a reason why, but he's saying you need to in order to stop something, you had to have started something.
Cancellation.
An interruption, right? So you had to have started in order to stop it. So he says. That's why you're not mevatel the gzeira shloshim, because they didn't have their haschola yet. Okay, so he said, but once you had the eighth day, now you started the shloshim, now the gzeira shloshim are chal on you. It's interesting, gzeira shloshim are chal on you, but therefore the regel can be masik. Yeah. Hold on. Now, he says like this, V'tayma desagi b'chad yoma gabi shloshim. So he says, how come by shloshim? All you need is 1 day of shloshim. V'gabi shiva b'inan shlosha. So how come by shloshim to be mevatel the gzera is all you need is 1 day of shloshim? Right? But by shiva to be mevatel the shiva, you need 3 days. Mishum didin kol shloshim shove. Masha'in kin gabi shiva. Masha'in kin b'shiva. So he says, why? Because the din of all the shloshim, every day of shloshim is the same. Every day of shloshim is the same. But shiva is not. Shiva is not. Shiva is not.
Right, you made that
reference to the first 3 days. Yeah. The only thing is, so Sfasam asks a good question. He says, but you never started the gzera of the 4 days.
Right, that's what I mean. Right. 4 days, I don't even know what that means.
In other words, you never had a kiyum of the day four going forward.
Right.
Right? You just did the 3 days. Right? You did the 3 days. You did the 3 days. Right?
He says all one thing, it's all Shiva.
Now, Mipnesha Amru. Now you see the Muki Yosef learns Pshat Mipnesha Amru as what? As a tam. Smashba Rashi is not learning Neshama as a tam. He's saying that's the din.
Yeah.
It's like a reformulation of the din.
Yeah.
How come this is the way? Because the din is, this is the concise phraseology of the din. Since we know this, since we have a din that Shabbos is Ola Vein Masekes and Shiva is Masekes Vein Olin, so that's these cases in the Mishnah are just the examples of this din.
How it expresses itself.
But it's not. It doesn't seem from Rashi that he's giving that he's learning Mipnesha Amru as a tam, right? But the Muki Yosef is learning it as a tam. Like the Mishnah is now explaining itself. Why did I say? What's the rationale behind this idea that the regal is mafsik, the shiva in this way and the shloshim in that way? What's the rationale behind it? And Shabbos is not mafsik. Go ahead. Right, now, as he's saying, he's learning that the Mishnah is saying, why aren't they the same? Right? Why isn't Shabbos and Regel the same? Why don't you say that Shabbos is also Mevatel? Is also Mevatel Shiva? So the reason why Shabbos is not Mevatel the Shiva is because it's compatible with Shiva. Because it's... That's right. Now, is the reason...
Why is it
not mafsik the Shiva because it can be Ola.
Right.
And why can't it be Ola?
Because it's
Simcha. It's Oneg, not Simcha. In other words, it's not an entity that's antithetical to Shiva. Right? Shiva has not encountered an opposite. Right? Why is Shabbos not Mipnei Ma is going back on? It's interesting. The Mipnei Ma is going back on the Mishnah, saying, how come we say this din only by regal? We haven't mentioned Shabbos in this, right? Shabbos hasn't been mentioned yet, right? So the Mipnei Ma is saying, how come this din is only by regal? How come the din is only by regal? So why is it not the way? Why is it not this way on Shabbos too? So the answer is because Shabbos is Ola. That's why it's not Masik.
Why is it? Because he already.
He apparently is learning. That's what Ola means. Apparently he's learning that's Ola. Ola means you know it, but mixed with
Avelis. So this is a consequence of the fact that.
Since there's no simcha, since there's no simcha, there's only an idea of oneg.
Yeah.
So apparently it would dvarim shabitzina, dvarim parhesia would be against oneg. You have to limit it because of oneg, but it's not antithetical to the character of Avelis. But apparently it would seem he's learning Ola means. I mean, that's the Gemara has a question later on if Dvarim Shabbatzina are Noeg and Shabbos or not. I think the Gemara holds Ola as the one who holds it is. He brings a raya from Ola.
So you're saying in order for it to be Ola, you do it.
It's a good question. Now, his question is the Mukhi Yosef saying that in order to be Ola, you have to be Noeg Dvarim Shabbatzina? Is he saying that?
Right. Or is he just saying since it's not
Now it gets the narrative difficult part with the Enam of Sekis. That's Olin. That's Olin. Now it's with Ma Lo Amru, that it's Bottle, that's because it's Olin. But what does it mean of the Enam of Sekis? Right? Yeah, I don't understand the Mukhi Yosef. And what kind of Havmi is that? If he would bury his mace 5 days before Shabbos, maybe you'd say it would be.
Okay.
You wouldn't have to be mashlim.
Yom
echad achar Shabbos. Well, he seems like he's like there's a chiddush that one day that if it was one last day after Shabbos, you might not have to finish it. I mean, the problem with the pshat and the Mukhi Yosef is the Mipnei She'amru works for Shabbos, doesn't really work for regel, you know. Okay, but what's the idea? What's the idea of you have a chiyuv of Shiva, you have a chiyuv of Shiva, and now you're mevatel, and you can't tell me that the regel, you can't tell me no matter, you don't say that no matter what the regel is mevatel it, because if it's 2 days, it's not mevatel. So it's not like an intrinsic thing, like there's just an onus. It's not like just an onus that you need consecutive days, and once the regel comes, it's impossible to have Shiva anymore. Because if it was 2 days before, you'd be mashlim hay. Right? So what's the idea that it's mevatel? The Shitas Rivav has that clearly, that if you had just 2 days before the regal, you'd have to be mashlim after the regal. That's not the Psak, but that's the sheet of the Mishnah. And the Gemara says, the Gemara in Chaf says, the Machlokas Tanayim, and we paskin Shoachas. That's why the Bach is a... That's why everyone is astounded by Rashi saying that it's a Tos. Because it's an open sheet on Daf Chaf. Gemara says it's definitely a Shita, so why can't it be our Tana? And it's Mashra from the Gemara that it is our Tana. But anyway, but the whether it's our Tana or not, the Shita definitely exists. That that if you're not Mekayim 3 days, you have to be Mashlim after the regel. Be Mashlim. Why aren't you always Mashlim? Because why aren't you always Mashlim? You have a Chiyav of Shiva Yamim, you should always be Mashlim. And if you're going to tell me it's just an honest, once you break it up, there's no such thing. And if you can tell me there's just no such thing as being mashlam, you always need ritzufim. So then, what's the difference if it's two or three?